Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in a concrete way in our daily life, as well as in our social and political realms, in our metaphysical areas. And tonight is a good example. The moon is in Virgo, directly opposed Neptune. I'm in the middle of a move. And opposed Neptune, we expect situations to be a little fuzzy or confusing. I realize that the cords to my regular phone have already been packed. I'm moving to Montana in 2 days. And trying to find the phone and get it connected right before the show was a wonderful Moon-Neptune opposition. Sometimes, even when we see they're coming, we astrologers will walk right into it. You know, we often say that the part of the aspects of Neptune and Pluto are to, and Uranus, to get you out of control, to ask you to think fast and adapt to a situation. And sometimes with astrologers, it seems like they have to work extra hard to get us to adapt. Like we prepare for 10 different versions, and it's the 12th and 13th that the planets will come up with for us just to keep us on our toes and fresh with that experience. Astrology is not meant to help us avoid life, but to give us a map to work with it, to give it purpose, to make the most of it. And here, that's a good example. Now, it's interesting. We have Mercury and Mars both tonight conjunct in Virgo, in Cancer, and both conjunct opposite Pluto, and we'll be coming to oppose Pluto exactly over this coming weekend. Now, the aspects for July 4th itself look lovely. We'll go over the details day by day for this weekend because it's going to be an interesting weekend. But as we head into it, you can feel the conflict growing. Now, this is in part, I think, what is feeding into the fight over health care. Because that's such a hot topic right now. And we feel the tension and pain and troubles around whether or not we have that right to be healthy, to speak, to be good. Now, Chiron is exactly 30 degrees away from Uranus. And Chiron is 28 degrees of Pisces. And Uranus is 28 degrees of Aries. So we have that influx of energy around the changing healthcare system, because Chiron is about health, healing, how we can move forward, how we take what we learned from the past and compost it so that we heal ourselves and can be helpful to others with what we've come to understand. So it's interesting that Chiron is that semi-sextile, which is not a comfortable aspect. It's similar to a quincunx or an inconjunct in that it is two planets that have share nothing. They are the same degree, so there's a resonance, but they are not in the same modality. They're one's yin, one's yang. They are not in the same one's mutable, one is same polarity, not the same modality, one is mutable, one is cardinal, and not the same element, one is Pisces and one is Aries. So when you have two planets that have not much to say to each other, and that's one sign off the conjunction and one sign off the opposition, they're there to help us stretch, but it's not a comfortable relationship. So we see the world going through this tension around this. Now, this is going to be a tense, accident-prone, but also energized next couple of days. With Uranus conjunct Mars, I notice a major battleship was launched today. It's in Cancer, and that is transportation of Mars, Mercury conjunct Mars, in Cancer, the sign of the ocean. It was an interesting timing. Heading into the opposition to Pluto. as we head into this very American holiday weekend, normally very Cancerian, very picnic with the folks and feel good about home and homeland. There may be some of that, but I think because it's happening with Mercury and Mars directly opposed Pluto this year, all our ambiguities about how we feel about our country, all the love and all the frustration, and other people's frustration with us is up and running. So it furthers something to do with this tense energy, to have a project to go, to move across country like I'm going to be doing, but to do it with care, with eyes wide open, because Mercury conjunct Mars opposed Pluto can be accident prone. But it's very energized, and actually it's better not to try to play safe. I find that when people say, oh, there's a scary aspect, I should not leave the house today. And then they get frustrated because the energy is really about movement and change, and drop something on their toe or walk into a wall by accident, or, you know, that the accidents will come find us. That we're safer if we are active with a goal, and we just make life an exercise in attention. So I ask you to do that this weekend. Make life an exercise in paying attention. Now, in this next week, we have today's the Mercury-Mars opposition. Tomorrow, Mercury-Pluto is exactly opposed on Thursday. The moon enters Libra on Friday and then squares the sun. But that sun in Libra can help us find what is fair and beautiful. Now, early in the morning on Friday night, Saturday morning, Chiron turns retrograde. So I sincerely doubt that we'll pass a healthcare bill this weekend before July 4th. But that Moon-Jupiter conjunction in the night sky will be glorious. So whenever Moon and Jupiter conjunct, they can help us free something up. It helps us have optimism even under pessimistic circumstances. It helps people to work together if there is a problem, and it helps us kind of look for the beauty way, as the Navajo would put it, stepping forward with love and attention in a good way. So we look for that this Saturday. The moon goes into Scorpio on Sunday morning, Sunday morning, as Mars opposes Pluto. Sunday morning is going to be tricky. I ask you to pay attention, to not do anything unnecessarily dangerous, and choose away from arguments. Choose to sidestep difficult people. If someone truly is misusing their power, it's important to speak up and stand firm. But many people will just get a little snarky because they need some time alone, and we give them that berth. Give them that day. It's a difficult day with all the troubles coming up and the last-minute challenges, but also the energy to accomplish amazing events on Sunday. And then on Monday, a beautiful, even though the moon is still in Scorpio, it forms a lovely grand trine with Sun and Neptune, a chance to really rest, to float in a pond if you can, you know, let water heal you. Neptune's in the grand trine. To dream away. But notice a lot of people may be choosing to drink heavily because Neptune can do that. So, you know, drive defensively. At the same time, let this be a time of dream of, and take the pressure off one another. It can be healing for any abruptness that happened over on Saturday and Sunday, with the tough aspects on Saturday after the moon conjuncts Jupiter early in the morning. It then squares Mars, Pluto, and Uranus, which is not an easy lineup. So on Monday looks lovely. Tuesday, on July 4th itself, again, I would ask you to be careful with accidents as Mercury squares Uranus. Unexpected things may be said, We may speak up and speak out, and I wouldn't be surprised if there are protests that are spoken in the name of wanting change under that time. But Venus also enters Gemini, so the ability to talk with one another increases, which is going to be lovely, and it helps add some levity to otherwise intense and some even grim aspects. The moon enters Sagittarius late that night, just in time for the fireworks. So feel that new lightness, the sociability, this sense of relief as the fireworks go off and the moon enters Sagittarius on Tuesday night. And give yourself some room to take a deep breath. Okay? Now I see one person is in the line for call-ins. If anybody wants to call in, it is 347-215-8881. Now this is Heather Rowan Robbins. I'm speaking to you for the last time from St. Paul, Minnesota, by the banks of the Mississippi River. And I'll be moving to Ronan, Montana in 2 days. Normally I'm joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Wolf, who are both elsewhere tonight, but please call in and I'll do my best with your charts questions. I see one person in the queue. I'm about to call on you. Number begins 804, and I see two other people listening in but have not raised their hands by pressing 1. So if you call in and you have a question, make sure you press 1. Hello, 804, you're on the line. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather, it's Sylvia. How are you?
Hi, Sylvia. What can I do for you tonight?
Okay, so my birth info is April 22nd, mm-hmm. 1982. And I was born
April 22nd, 1982 at 9:17 p.m. Okay. And where?
And it's in Poland, but I'm going to spell it for you again. You ready?
Okay, please.
S-Z-C-Z-U-C-Z-Y-N.
Wait, S-Z-C-Z.
Z as in zebra.
U.
S-Z-U-C-Z-Y-N.
U-C-Z-Y-N. And I thank you once again for spelling that. For me, and every time, and it's been months, but I always have a little hard time finding that. Okay, and what degree do you know on your ascendant, just to make sure I've got the right place?
I have 19 degrees, 19, Scorpio rising. 19.
Okay. I've got your chart. How can I help you?
Okay. So I'm trying to understand my chart. This week is a little bit hard, but when listening to mm-hmm. Anne's Weekly Weather, she basically told me that any relationships or endings this week, basically it needs to happen because this is will help create a better life for you or a happier life. So this past week, uh-huh. I was let go from my agency, from my manager, and from no fault of my own. It was completely things out of my own control. Things happened, and uh-huh. I was let go because of other people, uh-huh. and I could only blame myself because I always like to take responsibility for anything that happens in my life. So I know, uh-huh. I believe uh-huh. it's my Pluto transit, and I think it's going to be for another year, but I'm looking at my Polish chart and my relocated chart, and I do remember one time uh-huh. you guys told me uh-huh. to look at my relocated chart because it's in New York, and that there's going to be a point where my secondary progressions, it should cross over,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
and my sun will be in my 10th uh-huh. house. So I just wanted to make sure that I still focus on the relocated chart, because it doesn't happen in my natal chart. So it's more of an astrology lesson,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, with this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you both, nothing beats your natal chart.
Yes.
So, you know, you can say that where you're, when you do a relocated chart, and we do a chart for the audience, that's a chart for where you live, but at the same moment, Greenwich Mean Time, for when you were born.
Yes.
And we see what that area brings out in you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nothing trumps the Pluto transits you're going through.
Yeah.
You've got, you know, that your progressed moon in Leo is in the ninth house in your natal chart, which is doing lovely things. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
relocate your chart just to make sure to see what it's doing anyway. But it feels like that relocated chart, the natal progressed moon heading across the top of your chart is pretty special. And not something, you know, that you're going through this, you know, loss, letting go, difficulty on one side, but at the same time, you have, you know, that progressed moon in Leo saying, I am ready to be visible. I am ready
mm-hmm.
to grow and to go. Now, it's going to be a few more years before your progressed sun fully crosses into your 10th house. So I wouldn't count on that as the answer to your problems.
Okay.
It feels like
you are...
Because
in October of 2018, I saw it cross over.
Okay, but still, you get Pluto transits between now and then, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so, double-checking to make sure I have the right... that I progressed the right chart here. Yep. And that even with that, it may progress over fairly soon, but I just don't see you moving into I'm not going to count on that as the answer to your problems.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is that echoing your natal chart, because I'm going to keep coming back to that because it feels so important.
Yeah.
Your progressed moon in
Leo.
Your progressed moon in Leo, heading towards the top of the chart in the ninth house.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in Leo for another year and a half, going through your ninth house. And the progressed moon going across the top of the chart is one of the most visible time in a person's life. So you're in the 5 years where you get a chance to shine. Your progressed moon is moving into a trine with your natal moon within 6 months. Also
mm-hmm.
a time to be visible, to feel appreciated. What it suggests to me, because it's happening in your ninth house, that... You know, and you're talking about your role as an actress. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
But your work. That with your progressed moon in Leo in the ninth, do you feel good about the agency you were with really promoting you as an interesting European actress?
No.
That your niche will
that,
be
that's the
to
problem.
Be
it was like a blessing in
to be
disguise.
A ninth house person.
It was a blessing in disguise because
right.
I felt like she didn't understand me.
I think it is a
but
blessing in disguise. I want you to look for somebody who has a more international group of people that, so when they need an actress that has a European flair, that's who they go to.
Right.
Somebody that deals with international projects.
It's more or less
progressed moon in your ninth is important. Mm-hmm.
It's more or less the starting over and feeling like
mm-hmm,
I failed
mm-hmm.
in somewhere because
right.
it's like
right.
a few steps forward but like 8 steps back kind of thing.
I know, hon, and I'm sorry. And right now with this Mars-Mercury conjunction opposed Pluto, there is a lot of letting go, and you bring up an important point. A lot of people are reporting to me that they feel like they failed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would say Obama may be the worst one on that right now, but because there's so much change, and there's such a shift to withdrawal mindset. And that's another reason why I'd like you to get away from the energy field of America's chart while it's going through its Pluto return. If you can deal with international projects, not American projects, you might be better off because America's going through this energetic shrink. And, and a reassessment about what's the right use of power, money, interests, and it's not in the most creative place. And so many people in response to this are feeling like they failed, but the only thing they haven't failed, they haven't changed. The world has shifted underneath them, and the only failure is adapting. And we all have to adapt a lot while America is going through its difficult transits.
And
so
grow
how
from,
can you adapt and grow right. from it and realize you weren't in the right place? And, let's get you to the right place. Do some real research on people who specialize in international productions and European representation.
I have one more question as far as
play
traveling.
Your ninth house. Mm-hmm.
Do you see traveling? Because I am up for a role, but it got pushed back. So now I'm just wondering if you see any.
I see in the next 6 months, as your progressed moon in Leo comes to trine your natal moon, I suspect you will be traveling.
Okay.
For creative process, because it's your moon, your progressed moon's in the ninth house of faraway places, trining your moon in the fifth house of creative process.
Creativity, yeah.
So I'm going to have to go on to the next person.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you
dear.
So much. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You take care. Bye bye. And hello, 982, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have, there's so many questions. What would be the best? I guess I wonder about right
first,
now.
First, give me your birth
heard,
information.
Sure, it's 5581. And it's 2:52 a.m.
1980. 2:52 a.m. Okay. And where?
It's Elkhorn, Wisconsin. That's where I was born. It's not where
okay.
I live.
Yep. Elkhorn, Wisconsin. And what was your question?
I'm wondering about my trip and funds and, outcome. If, I have an outcome in mind. I'm working on co-creation. I'm doing what I can. But this week has been really bizarre.
So you're heading into a trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pet that just went into severe critical health problems, and he's determining when I leave now, and I'm working on pulling him out of it.
Oh.
And it's
what
just a little funky. It's a rabbit.
And you have North Node in Leo in the sixth house, and how sixth house is small animals. Yours is ruled by the moon in Gemini in the third. Your animals are who you communicate with, and they really are a part of your heart. So I can see why it's feeling important to you to spend some time with that. But you said that you're in the midst of traveling. Is that correct? That's what you're
yes, I was
your progressed
supposed to be
moon
leaving
just
Friday.
Entered Libra. Right. The aspects, I'm leaving Friday too, and if I had really looked at the aspects 6 months ago, I don't know if I would have left that weekend. If you could wait until Monday, it would be much better. If you have to leave on Friday, just know that with Mercury and Mars opposed Pluto, your fear of the death of your rabbit can be sort of overwhelming. And you're going to have to, if you leave, you really have to put your heart around that rabbit and put your prayers in and let it go. And that
well, I, at this time,
the rabbit has to go,
yeah.
it has to go.
Yeah, well, at this time, I'm not leaving until he's okay. So it looks like my trip's been postponed to open Saturday. But basically, it's just whenever he's doing good, and then a couple of days after that to make sure he's stable.
Okay.
And he's going to be at a good boarding facility.
So I would suggest aim for Monday, because the aspects are really difficult this weekend. Just kind of in your mind, aim for Monday. And it might happen on Saturday. It might happen on Sunday, and be ready to roll if it does. But it looks like... because that aspect peaks Sunday morning, you might feel better counting on it on Monday rather than on Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. And my travel is actually for 5 weeks, and it's a little funky with work and things. It's not a vacation. It's really for certain reasons. And do you see anything around the next 5 weeks that might be important?
Well, your progressed
moon
just entered Libra a week ago or 2 weeks ago. Your progressed moon just conjunct Jupiter. It looks like there's some real opportunities around you to expand and to open up and connect, and new people coming into your lives and willing to work with other people in a different way, which is really good. It looks like you're restless and you're ready to let go of just having worked really hard and been there for other people. And you need some influx of good energy and expansion of your life. I just want you to do it in a wise way that takes care of you. So look at the consequences of the people around you and realize that you really do need some time and you do need to travel. And you do need some freedom. And travel, it looks like travel in general, because you've got Uranus in the ninth house that natally opposes a line we have to leave in a minute, but opposes your planets in the third. Travel always is a trigger for you to expand, to grow, to be challenged, to meet that challenge, and to find more of yourself. So good luck on that, and I hope your bunny's okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay?
Thank you.
My great pleasure. And to everybody, have a wonderful, have the best of explosions, have wonderful fireworks, find your life, but do it with eyes wide open and with care. With great love and affection, this is Heather Owen Robbins. I'll speak to you next week, hopefully, from Montana. Take care, and we'll talk soon.